The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 7th of May. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester United will have Spanish opposition for the Europa League final on May the 26th in Gdansk. They'll face Villarreal, who earned a place in their first ever major European final last night. Unai Emery's side held Arsenal to a goalless draw at the Emirates Stadium, which was good enough for a 2-1 aggregate victory. United fell to a 3-2 defeat away to Roma, but go through 8-5 over both legs. With no prospect now of Champions League qualification for next season, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta knows his side's defeat is a painful one.
It's not about talking. We are hugely disappointed because we wanted to deliver something special against them after the difficult season that we had. But when you're playing these knockout games, you need your best players at your best. And there's too many things happened when we didn't have enough of those in the best possible condition, and it's still like that. We fought in the end, and I think today in the second half we deserve to win the game 1-0. I think what it should have happened, we would have been through, but we didn't do it, and there is a reason for that.
Edinson Cavani scored both goals in Rome to make it 7 goals in his last 6 games. His boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer singled out the Uruguayan striker for praise.
The main thing is we're in the final. We know we have to play better than this. But we're here because we've had a centre forward score 4 goals during the tie, during the 2 legs, and Edinson shows again why we want to keep him at Old Trafford.
Derry City will look to return to winning ways in the SSE Electricity Premier Division this evening. The Candy Stripes play host to a Longford Town side who've taken just 3 points from their last 8 matches. There's a 5:45 start at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. After a bright beginning, Sligo Rovers are without a win in their last 3 matches ahead of tonight's trip to Dundalk. Kick-off at Oriel Park is at 7:45. There's a full programme in the First Division with leaders Athlone away to third place Shelburne. Second place to UCD entertain Treaty United. Cork City take on Wexford, Galway United face Bray Wanderers and Cabinteely play Cove Ramblers, all matches kicking off at 7:45. Leicester City can take another step towards securing Champions League football tonight. Brendan Rodgers' team welcome Newcastle United to the King Power Stadium, where kickoff is at 8. Meanwhile, Shane Duffy's loan spell at Celtic is over, with the Republic of Ireland defender being sent back to Brighton. There's no Joe Canning in the Galway team to play Westmeath on Saturday in the Allianz Hurling League. The Portumna sharpshooter has been named the bench for the game in Mullingar. Conor Whelan will captain the side from the full forward line. Meanwhile, 9 of the Limerick side that started December's All-Ireland final win will begin against Tipperary tomorrow night. Hurler of the year Garrod Hegarty is named on a strong Limerick bench. Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are level par after round 1 of the Wells Fargo Championship in North Carolina. Rory McIlroy is 1 over par. Phil Mickelson leads on 7 under. Paul Dunne goes into the second round of the Canary Islands Championship just 3 shots off the pace. The Greystones man opened with a 6-under-65 yesterday. Italy's Francesco Laporta holds the lead in Tenerife on 9 under par. British and Irish Lions head coach Warren Gatland did not feel Johnny Sexton would be able for the rigours of a tour of South Africa. The Ireland captain's name was a high-profile omission from a squad of 37 named by the Kiwi. 8 Ireland players are included, with first-time Lions Bundy Aki, Tighe Byrne, Jack Conan and Andrew Porter among them. The other Irish players in the party are Robbie Henshaw, Ian Henderson, Tighe Furlong and Conor Murray. But there was no James Ryan nor his Leinster teammate Gary Ringrose. Ireland legend Brian O'Driscoll says Sexton is paying the price for injuries.
Unfortunately, Johnny Sexton has picked up, you know, besides the soft tissue injury, be it hamstring issues or, you know, groin issues because of kicking, because of the repetition of that, but also, you know, the contact issues. And some are very unlucky and some maybe are as a result of that high tackle technique. But it has come back to bite him in the end. And you can't, if you're finding, like I said, if you're finding a reason for him not to be selected, that is the obvious one.
Will Addison makes his first start of the season tonight. He takes his place in the centre for Ulster's Rainbow Cup match away to Munster. Dan Goggin makes his first appearance since January for the hosts, with kick-off at Thomond Park at 8:15. There's a 7-race card at Downpatrick this afternoon, the first off at 10-2. At Cork, a 7-race programme gets underway at 25-5. Coming up on OTBAM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Ronan O'Gara, Sarah O'Donovan and Daniel Harris, also hearing from Brian O'Driscoll. Then tonight, former Kilkenny star Taggy Fogarty will chat to us about the return of hurling, and trainer Philip Rothwell is a special guest on Friday Night Racing. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.